Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball, and joining me this morning is Mayor Colleen Smook. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Good to hear. So vaccine clinics are not running this week. I was wondering what the reason for this was.
I personally likely do not have an exact reason as to why. I know we were given a revised clinic date list at the end of last week, canceling most of the week. The TRCC is up and ready for it, so it would have to be questioned to the province as to why they're not happening.
Mm-hmm. And this has affected the hours for the walking track and ice rink, so tell us more about that.
So the clinics, they were happening during the day, which made it awkward for most people to access the walking track. It wasn't after work and stuff, so we were able to actually change the hours so we can open later in the from the afternoon until the evening, so it gives more people a chance to get out for the walking tracks or to book ice when they're actually not working or not in school and that.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you wanted to add regarding this?
No, it's just that basically it is the province that people need to contact. I've had a fair few calls that have said that the province has, when they've tried to make bookings this week, that the province isn't taking bookings at the northern region. So, like I said, we've got some calls into the province to ask why, just based on the people contacting us. But, yes, please keep trying, because it is definitely important that we get these vaccinations in the arms of people up here.
Mm-hmm. We had a city council meeting this week. One of the items on the agenda was the approval of the fire protection grant. So what will that funding be used for?
Basically, when they put in the grant, what they're thinking is thermal imaging cameras for the firefighters that would, just much safer in a fire and that. And basically an exhaust system that we've been starting to do some work on, and that this dollars will go forward to update it.
All right. And was there anything else about the city council meeting you want to talk about today? It was a fairly brief one, but was there something else you wanted to add on about it?
I actually wasn't at it. I was actually ill. I was ill Sunday and Monday, so I took the day off. So Deputy Mayor Wong ran the council. I heard it was short and brief, and I didn't tune into it, so I really can't give any updates on it. I was told that it was short, though.
All right. Now, with the weather warming up, is the city planning on holding a version of their annual community cleanup, maybe with social distancing and all that?
Yes, for sure. Basically, we're Public Works has it. We've actually talked about it at a couple meetings already, and with the rec center, of maybe just expanding it beyond just a community cleanup, a sort of a community pride, so that it's not just a one-time thing, that we sort of continue on into some of our downtown, lighting programs, flowers, the whole nine yards. We're still in these discussions with budget, so it's not all, but there's been different ideas come from the public and that to us. So we'll be definitely putting these ideas forward, and we'll let you know.
All right. Were there any public works or city updates to share today?
Yeah, so today we're hauling snow on Cree Road, and I drove down there on my way here. So just be careful of the equipment there. We're trying to get snow off some of the areas where there's a bit more flooding and stuff, or extra water once the warm weather comes. So we've been slowly working on areas like that, so that's coming along. And we're also steaming catch basins. Today we're working in Westwood, Eastwood, and Burtwood areas. Now, the thing with catch basins is we're trying to get them open so they can take accumulation of water. But then when it goes down to minus 10 to 14 at night, these basins freeze up, and basically then they stop working. So it's sort of, at this time of year, it's sort of a nonstop process of working on them to keep them flowing so that we don't get a lot of water around. And I would just like to tell people to, with all the snow that we have this year, this is just for me personally, take a look around your house, maybe make sure that any window wells you have, or, get the snow out of them, and possibly if you have, know that you have a cracked basement or have issues with your land, maybe, you know, shovel away, use a snow blower to take the snow actually away right from the foundation of your house. That'll definitely help.
All right. Now, Colleen, was there anything else you wanted to touch on today before we wrap up?
No, I have just heard from you actually that there was an announcement today on maybe loosening some regulations and that. We've got to be very careful, especially in the north. Thompson hasn't been as hard hit, but the north is still being hit very strongly with maybe not strongly compared to a few months ago, but there's still cases up here. So even if we do loosen restrictions, people still got to follow the rules, distancing, washing your hands, wearing a mask. Even once you have that vaccine, you've still got a lot of people around you that haven't had it and that. And just so to be super cautious. And again, I would just recommend that if you're eligible for an appointment, that you basically keep trying to get an appointment so that and reach out to the province, that it's very important that the North get the vaccine out here in a timely manner.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Colleen, for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. And if you have questions you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca. For City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.